he was really interested in history, and he was of this opinion that the history of Shia, the way it is portrayed to the world, Islamic world, is not correct. So somebody has to handle this difficulty and this problem in order to show the true picture of Shia history to the world of Islam.
And during his studies, he came to understand this point that there is an accusation posed towards Shia school of thought that in some history books, it is mentioned that Shia people are Saba'i.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm Atta, the host of this program. The Teacher is mainly concerned with the works and the lives of the most outstanding Shia scholars, philosophers and thinkers all across the nation of Islam. And with me in the studio are two guest speakers, two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyani. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
We know that Allama Sayyid Murtaza Askari was famous for his works regarding Islamic history, and he was mainly concentrated on the study of history, and all know that he was accurate and fair regarding the Islamic history and the Shia history. And one of his main concerns was really correcting the ideas and opinions about the originality of the Shia Islam. That's why he compiled a very important book that is Abdullah ibn Sabah wa Asatir Okhra, which is a historical biographical research concerning hadith transmitted by a person called Saif ibn Umar. And, you know, talking about the fabrication and the myth and all these happenings regarding Abdullah ibn Sabah and the myth of Abdullah ibn Sabah, you know, Allama Askari write this book. What was his main concern, Sheikh Ziyani? Why at all he wrote such a book, I mean, on Abdullah ibn Sabah character?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you mentioned, Allama Askari had studies regarding history, Islamic history. And during his studies, he came to understand this point that there is an accusation posed towards Shia school of thought that in some history books, it is mentioned that Shia people are Saba'i.
Oh.
And this word is referring to a person whose name is Abdullah ibn Sabah. And it is claimed that Abdullah ibn Sabah was a person that was living at the time of the third caliph, Uthman ibn Affan. And he, stood against the caliphate of Uthman. And he said, you know, that Holy Prophet will return and resurrect after some years. And he was believing in the caliphatehood of Amir al-Mu'minin ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is said also that Abu Dharr rahmatullah alayhi radiyallahu and or Salman al-Farisi and some other companions of the Holy Prophet, they believed in him, accepted him. And, you know, they want to, you know, root back the Shia school of thought to Abdullah ibn Sabah.
Sorry, Abdullah ibn Sabah really existed? Was such a character?
I'm mentioning the points that was you know, giving Allama Askari this idea go to the subject of Abdullah ibn Sabah.
Yeah, the inspiration to write such
a When Allama Askari faced with this, you know, problem, he decided to search about this issue. And he came to this conclusion that this figure was not, you know, present in the history at all. And we didn't have such a figure in the history.
Mm-hmm.
And this story is a fake story, mm-hmm. and this person is myth, and no one, you know, has recorded it, you know, authentically.
Okay.
So that's why he decides to write the book, Abdullah ibn Sabah wa Asatir Okhra, to reject this idea that Shia school of thought is...
And Asatir Okhra means what?
The other, you know, myths.
The
in
other
the
myth. Okay, in the history.
Because,
that's right.
You know, Allama Askari believes that history is mixed with many fake stories.
That's right.
And I think that, you know, this idea that came to the mind of Allama Askari, rahmatullah alayhi, paved the path and paved the way for other scholars like Allama Sayyid Ja'far Murtada al-Amili, who decided to compile the book As-Sahih Min Sirat al-Nabiyyil A'zam, that he also believed that the Islamic history, right, as recorded in history books, is mixed with fake stories.
That's all right. Okay. It is believed that some opponents of the Shiism, you know, believe that Shiism was invented by a person, but this, we can say, illusionary, I call it, character like Abdullah ibn Sabah, according to Allama Askari, did not exist at all. And this was a myth that was made. And the true Shiism, you know, refers back to the pure sources of Islam and the infallible Imams, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Okay, so this was the main motivation for writing such a book. How many volumes is that, brother Mahdavi, and what is the main content of the book?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The book is consisting of 2 volumes. But before we deal with the content of the book, I think we have to elaborate on the question that our listeners might come up with. Mm-hmm. Maybe our listeners right now, they're listening to this discussion, that they're saying that how far or how we can believe that what Allama Askari is trying to prove in his book is the genuine type of story and what has been narrated in the book of Tabari.
That's
who,
right,
is one of the most distinguished historian of Sunni, yes, school of thought, who died actually 300 years after the Hijrah. Is really close to the actually early Islam.
That's right.
So something which is narrated in the book of history written by Tabari is fake, and something that Allama Askari is narrating is genuine. So this is the question that our listeners right now are facing with. This is not only Tabari who mentioned this. Tariq Madinat Damesh, written by Ibn Asakir, almost in the 6th century, and another books, which are all considered as a primitive historian books. They have said something. Actually, the story of Abdullah ibn Sabah has been mentioned in their books. And now what kind of methodology Allama Askari is benefiting from in order to prove them wrong? So what he does is saying that, okay, let's take this rope and go back and find out who has originated this history. Saif ibn Umar.
So we come to the name Saif ibn Umar as the main inventor of this story, is it?
Yes, okay. This is the name that whatever Allama Askari is going to do has something to do with Saif ibn Umar. So first of all, when we look at his works, we see that he has another book entitled 150 Fake Companions.
Oh.
So he said that look at the personality of Saif ibn Umar. He was powerful enough to create the name of 150 Sahabi and companion. And in his book, he's only referring to Sunni resources. So based on their resources, he said that this man has created 150 companions and none of the historian or barely they have mentioned their names.
That's
as
right,
a fake companions. So how powerful the man is. Another fact that he's trying to benefit from in order to prove these historian optimistically they were ignorant about,
yes,
is that he tries to go back and make a very profound comparison, mm-hmm, saying that, okay, all Rivayat being mentioned through the first 5 centuries from the Islam, from,
yes,
the beginning of Islam,
yes,
he makes the comparison and comes to this conclusion that Saif ibn Umar is the liar.
Oh.
No doubt about it.
Okay.
So how such liar...
Not Zaif or Sanad or something,
no,
is a liar.
No, it's liar based, okay, on their resources.
Okay.
No Shia resources is used here to prove Saif ibn Umar,
yes,
is a liar.
Okay.
So based on their
on
resources...
On the Sunni resources, you,
yes,
mean, that's right,
their resources,
okay,
he is liar.
That's right.
And when we make the comparison among all narration...
Okay.
With respect to the originality of Shia, we see what they are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these 4 historians,
yes,
Sunni historians, Tabari, Ibn Asakir, Zahabi, and Ibn Abi Bakr.
Yes.
It is not in the same line with the other Sunni history books.
That's right.
So this is the methodology actually in a,
okay,
nutshell, if you wanted to talk,
yes,
about this, his methodology in order to elaborate how far we are going to trust Allama Askari.
That's right.
in his saying with respect to the thing that has been narrated by the other historians as well.
Okay, and there are some also motivations mentioned for Saif in order to, forge the ahadith. Yeah. But, talking about the Shiism from the mouth of a person who is a liar and he is not authentic. And then, we know that usually the people, when they're referring to their sources among our Sunni brethren, they believe in the history books that we mentioned, okay? So some people like Saif ibn Umar might exist. So, and consequently, a person like Abdullah ibn Samah must be believed in, so the sources of the Shiism must be understood as a forgery for some of the people throughout the history. Some other details about this book, Shaykh?
Yes, regarding the story of Abdullah ibn Sabah, we should have this point in our minds that this story is Khabar Wahid.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the books those four books that respected brother Sheikh Mahdavi mentioned, all of them are quoting the story from, Saif ibn Umar, and no other figure, no other source that we may find for this story. So okay. This story is Khabar Wahid.
Yes.
And, regarding Khabar Wahid,
it means one concluding remark.
Yes.
Okay.
Only it is quoted by a single person.
A single person.
Khabar al-Wahid means that it is only mentioned by a single person. And all of the scholars are agreed regarding this point. No difference between Shia or Sunni schools of thought that if a story is quoted only through Khabar al-Wahid, we should have some doubts regarding it. Mm-hmm. Unless we find some signs to prove it.
Or some traces somewhere else. That's right.
So this story is Khabar al-Wahid. Yes. Beside that, as my dear brother mentioned, Saif ibn Umar, it is proved, for example, Ibn Hajar.
Yes.
He says that Saif ibn Umar is a kadhab and is a liar. Mm-hmm. And we should say that what is the, intention mm-hmm. of Saif ibn Umar? What is his, motivation to forge this, stories in the history? So if we want to find the story what is the motivation for Saif ibn Umar to forge these stories and to, deteriorate the path of the history.
Yes.
Allama Askari Rahmatullah Alayhi says at the beginning of the second volume of the book that first of all, I was thinking that maybe Saif ibn Umar was a fan of the third caliph and wanted to push other, people, other figures who were standing against the third caliph. He wanted to push them aside.
Yes.
That's why he has come to this conclusion to make some stories, fake ones, to, neglect them mm-hmm. and to make people also to neglect them. But he says, when I continued my researches and my studies, I came to this conclusion that no, Saif ibn Umar wanted to prize Adnanian against Qahtanian.
Mm-hmm.
That is, these two main tribes
that's
in Arab.
Right.
And then he says also this, the second point, that this one is very important. He says that Saif ibn Umar was not believing in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And he intentionally decided to deteriorate the, path of Islam to, misguide Muslims. And that's why he has named the book Abdullah ibn Sabah wa Asatir Ukhra.
Yes.
And this continuation of the, title is referring to other stories, fake stories that, Saif ibn Umar has made and forged them in the history of
that's
Islam.
Right.
Like, for example, broadcasting the, triumphing over countries by sword.
Yes.
Or, the baptizement of the people of Jordan and Yemen. Some fake stories Saif ibn Umar has talked about them and made stories regarding them.
Okay, so in this way we could say that Abdullah ibn Sabah refers to an illusionary character which was fabricated by Saif ibn Umar. And Allama Askari tried to answer these doubts and questions not only based on the Shiite sources, but also the Sunni sources, which believe in this Saif ibn Umar as the liar, and also the other myth that are during history. Nice clarification is given by Allama Askari regarding the history of Islam and the history of Shiism. Thank you much, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziaynia, for a nice elaboration regarding The book Abdullah ibn Sabah wa Asatir Ukhra, compiled by the late Allama Sayyid Murtaza al-Askari. It was very kind of you.
You're most welcome, dear brother.
You're most welcome, brother.
And thank you very much for listening to us, dear listeners of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. Do not forget us in your duas and prayers. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.